clean from drugs. Just joking. That was it. I'm Yotze, guys. That's it. That's it. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, extremes, especially this past generation, which I touched upon it a drop in my life, but you guys are finished. But extremes are very, very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. And extremes that you have absolutely no control is stupid. And the truth is, it's not exciting at all. If you feel this like feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm going to die, and you're really going to die, that's not exciting. Right? Yeah, man, I'm dead. Okay, no, you're dead. So what? Let's explain this feeling. There's an extreme that's very exciting because Mashkech has spoken out beautifully in the past. Like that, almost like you have to almost feel dead to feel alive, you know. But I want to talk about what's this feeling of extreme. What is that? And why is that amazing? Because I think it's babyish. I'll tell you why. Because if an extreme that you're going to die is stupid and it's not exciting because you're going to die, then what is it? It's extreme that, well, maybe I'll die. So I'm going to give an example. I'll just tell you this example. I saw somebody show me a clip once. I'll just to bring out the point if you're not confused yet. Somebody show me this clip of this Brezhnev guy. Did anybody here see this clip? Yeah. Okay, all right. So check. This is great. I don't know if he was on King Deca, you know, in Six Flags, but I don't know where this guy was. But he's just, and you know what I'm talking about with his pace? He's just, how he selfied with this pace in his hands. I don't know, Kasha from Isa, maybe he did it with his foot. That's not harnessed in. But the point is that this guy is, Shalom Aleph! You know, you saw this video? Okay, if you didn't see this video, this is basically what happened. Shalom Aleph! And then, Nach, 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 you didn't see it? Don't see it. It's terrible. Somebody must have put it on YouTube. I have no idea. Anyway, somebody showed me this thing. And I was thinking about this thing. Like, he's na-na-nach, whatever that is. And he's shila-mousing. And I'm like, dude, grow up, man. You got a harness. Now, I'm not making fun of this person. I'm bringing out a point. Everybody knows when you're that's this. What is that? No, really. What is that? Sometimes it sounds like when they have deli roll in there. But anyway, what's this? Okay. What is that feeling? No, really. I got to get to a point, so I'm going to say this really quick. What is that feeling? You understand what I mean? That's kind of stupid. You're harnessed in, like, no one has ever died on this thing. No one. No one. No one. The guy building fell off. He didn't even die. No, really. And anyway, like, worst comes to worst. You have life insurance, so your wife and kids will be happy that you're dead. I happen to have somebody that I know closely that says, like, my kids probably hope I die because I'm worth $3 million. Anyway, on the life insurance, it's pretty morbid. But anyway, it doesn't make sense. What is this excitement? What's this thing? It doesn't make any sense, bichlal. But kachavi ateva shalanu, in our mind, we're looking for excitement, so we allow ourselves. But trust me, if Rebbe Yosef was in this thing, that's all, with Rebbe Avadya Yosef, and ching, could you stop the ching ching, please? I'm trying to learn here. It would be like, oh wow, my pages are flipping fast. This is great. You know, it wouldn't mean anything because it's all up here. That's it. This video got me thinking. And this is my point, one of my points this evening. There's an expression called life's a roller coaster. I don't know if that's, their expression. We always use that expression, life's a roller coaster. And what's the pshat? Because there's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of crazy turns, and life's a roller coaster. And I'm thinking to myself that if life's a roller coaster, and this guy said, grabbing his pace, nah, shit, I'm out. And I have a problem because I daven 3 times a day and my life's a roller coaster. And why don't I have that intensity of this guy, chink, chink, who's like fully harnessed? Like, what are you getting so excited about? Like, and I was thinking that maybe my davening should touch upon that. And I want to give you a muscle just to bring out the point, and children, don't try this at home too many times. Okay, I don't know if it's good for the heart. I'll be quite honest with you. But let's believe that life is a roller coaster. We've talked about our mornings. If you remember, we spoke once. I don't know if it was this year or last, probably last year. We spoke about, you know, going through your day, the first minute or two of a from Yid's life. So I want to do that again. Let's go back, but let's just change it to life's a roller coaster. Okay, you ready for this one, guys? Okay, you can close your eyes and play along with me, okay? Because I got another 25 minutes. I have nothing to say, so I'm going to do that. 25 minutes, ready? Okay, close your eyes. Okay, you're in bed. Now, obviously, you know, you started off on your left, you turn to your right, and okay, here we go. Ready? So now you're beep, 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 beep. You hear that, like, beep, and like, okay, fine. So, like, some reason, like, you end up on your back. Now, open your eyes, and all of a sudden, feel. Not that adrenaline. Like, my day is about to begin. And that's what you're feeling. Got it? Good, life's a roller coaster? Because day has a lot that goes into a day. So now you open your eyes, you haven't moved yet, and you feel, except to shut off your alarm, obviously, and go back to bed, but now you feel, okay, fine. Okay, you said Modani. Now here you go. Now you're going to get off your bed. You got this free fall feeling of like this world. Oh, I'm getting off my bed. I'm getting off my bed. Now you put your foot down, and maybe the floor is going to collapse. That was a good move, right? You didn't know I could do that, didn't you, Tabush? Yeah? Like, maybe the floor is going to cave in. You ever on that ride? When I was a kid, I don't know if they have these things anymore. It spun you so fast this way that you were glued against the wall. There was no harness. No harnesses. You were glued against the wall, and the floor dropped. The floor dropped, and there you are. You're spinning like this, and there's no floor. And you're like, I want to get out of here. Is there an emergency button? They're like, yeah, we can do an emergency button, but then you die. It's like, okay, I'll throw up. You know? You were on that, and then the floor comes back, it slows down, and then you throw up. Okay, now here we go. I put my foot on the floor, and it didn't cave in. Now I'm going for Nagel Vassar, man. The G-force is so crazy, man. I can't move my hand. I can't get it. Then you're able to pick up your Nagel Vassar. Now, I want to tell you the truth. If you look through the Gemara and Brachas, this is how, not those muscles, obviously didn't have roller coasters yet in the time of the Tanoim, but the point is, if they would have had, they would have had that in mind, which is that this is how the Tanoim made Birchas HaShachar. Anybody who's ever learned those sugis, they set up the Brachas. If you go through the Brachas, we happen to do them al Seder HaTefillah, the Brachas, but back then, you know, when they put their feet on the ground and put their shoes on and put their belts on and put their... They had brachas. They said, we're not going to go through them right now. But life's a roller coaster be'etzem. Which is, I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what's going on. It's called, tefillah is called chayisha. And if you're showing it, if you look over there in different places in Shas, but you look in Gemara and Brachas, Gemara and Shabbos, on Daf Tes, if I remember correctly, Daf Yud, I think it is. Chayisha, it's your trachim. Your mezainis, your things that you need. And b'etzem, when we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should really have this feeling of without this relationship of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm finished. Because life is a roller coaster, and without Hashem, I don't have what I need. The conversation, we'll call it, I'm just going to finalize this point. This relationship, this conversation between us and Hashem, that communication, gufa really is what makes a relationship. I don't know if you are personally, you know, wealthy. You know, you can just do what you want because you have your own personal money. But if not, you know what it means to be dependent upon someone else. And just because in your mind you need something or you want something from somebody, but if you don't have that relationship, you're never going to get from them. And the more you need someone, like a child to a parent, then the more you have that relationship. And Batsim, Hashem built the world that way. Hashem built the world. We know some of the Olim over here was learning the other day, and I overheard them speak out the Rashi and Chumash by Adam HaRishon. By Adam HaRishon, it says that it didn't. Adam was not in the world yet. And Rashi explains, it comes to tell you that it didn't rain. Things didn't grow yet. Because Adam HaRishon wasn't there to realize that I'm chaser, that I need something. Wow, it's not growing. What am I going to eat? What are we going to do? So then I realized, oh, I got to dive into Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it rain. That's the communication Hashem wants, and sometimes there's things, there's sorrows, there's difficulties in life, so Hashem will have that relationship with us. He wants us to feel that we need Him. But it's a mavor in the Gemara over there, Gemara in Shabbos, that we started speaking about. It's called Chayisha. And the Gemara says that there's something, we'll call it more chashiv. More chashiv we'll call it. Which is called Chay Oilam. One of the Amoroim was Maruch Betziluse, the Gemara says. He was a longish mon Esrei. You know, it was cutting into to first Seder. You know, by us it's like, yo, it's cutting into breakfast, save me eggs. You know what I mean? But, bad joke. Fine, it was a good joke. Okay. And one of the other Amoraim says, what are you doing? Would you leave in Chai Oilam? You're leaving Torah. You've been Mayrach and Tefillah for so long. You're leaving Chai Oilam for Chai Shah. Okay. We have a chiyuv of davening. And we have to have a certain amount of time of davening. But there's something, it's mavor in the Gemara, there's something more chashiv than Tefillah. With this kiruv, this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Torah. The Gemara says, who are the only people that are allowed not to daven? You familiar with this? Who are the only people not allowed that don't have to daven? They can meniach chayisha and just do chayoilim. They're allowed to just be Isaac and Torah. They don't have to daven at all. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai in Chabera. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai was on this level that he realized, and I'll use the muscle, that he's harnessed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm totally in this roller coaster with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm totally harnessed in. I'm like, wherever the roller coaster goes, like, my mind, it's obvious. Like, I have nothing to worry about. It's like Rabbi Yashav and Rabbi Adi Yosef in the roller coaster learning Torah, and they're not like, okay, is this thing over yet? Because the truth is, like, I can't, my pages, I just would like to follow along. So why in the world, like, I'm not, what am I davening? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what mezoinus I need, the things I need, and the things I don't need, what's good for me, what's bad for me. So I'm just going to sit and learn Torah. That's only Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his chaver, but after that, nobody's on that level. Rav Shimon bar Yochai tapped into Torah on such a level, such a kiruv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had such a munah b'tachon Hashem, he didn't care. I'm going to share with you a little bit about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This week is Lag BaOmer. And I'm going to share with you something about Rav Shimon bar Yochai and maybe what we could learn from him. But first you see the Inyan of Tefillah, and I'm going to get back to it. You see the Inyan of Tefillah and all the brachas is that I'm connecting myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I realize that everything in my life is a roller coaster, and even though it looks so simple, like getting onto the ground, it's not. And like going to work, it's not. And like being able to pick up my hand, and it's not. And I have the opportunity three times a day, Baruch Hashem, to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But is there something more Rav Shimon bar Yochai shows us? Yes. It's called Torah. So I want to share with you the very famous Gemara. Very famous Gemara on Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Everybody knows, you remember it from Lag. It's because it's on Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says like this. That Rav Shimon bar Yochai snitched. No, it's not snitched. I'm sorry. Bad talked. He trash-talked the government, and he got snitched on. And because of that, the government says, Yechayiv Misa, and he went to run away. And he sat and he learned Torah in the cave. What else was he going to do, right? No. There's nothing more chashiv in the world than learning Torah. So that's what he did. He sat and learned Torah. And Tosis on Daf Yud Aleph in Shabbos asks a very, very, very... interesting stira. If you look at the story by Rav Shimon bar Yochai, what did he do all day? He learned Torah. But once a day, what did he do? Anybody know? Anybody remember the story? He didn't have to go out. Maybe it was right there, the river in the charev tree, in the carob. What did he do once a day? It says he got dressed. Ben Yoyada, Ben Yishchai says, it doesn't say he got out, got dressed to daven. It says he got dressed and then he davened. He says he got dressed in the sand for tznius reasons. That's a good kash. I mean, he had no clothing. But so he got up, he got dressed. or dressed, got up, and he davened. So Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph and Shabbos asks, "Ooh, what's the kasha? If Shimbo Yochai doesn't daven?" The Gemara says the only ones who are meniach chai shor that didn't daven and were always Isaac and chai oilam and Torah, it's only Reb Shimbo Yochai and Chavero. So how come when he's sitting and learning Torah in the Namara, in the cave, why is it that he's getting up to daven? So Tosfos answers, the lashon of the Gemara is tsluye, that he got up and he davened. Be'idan tsluye, which means tsilusa means davening. And Tosfos Daf Yud Aleph says, this tsluye doesn't mean davening, it means kriyishma. He said kriyishma. That's what he says. He wants to answer the kasha that way. That's what Tosfos says. I had two kashas on that. I'm not arguing on it. Tosfos, I want to say another pshat. I had two kashas. One kasha is first about tsluye in shas, and then I think in the, you know, Aramaic means davening. Could be there's another place that it means something else, but tsluye in general, the other rabbeim will, you know, test me out, I guess call me out on that one if I'm wrong, but it means davening. Okay, so Tosfos had a kasha, so, you know, stira, like Shem Baruch Ha doesn't daven, so like, what are you going to do? So, okay, maybe this one it means shema. But I have another kasha. Guys, there are many, many gemaras and many halachas about saying kriya shema when you're naked. You know what the Gemara says you should do? And the halacha, what you should do? Do you have to get dressed? No. There's laws about how you can officially be covered and cover yourself and do this with your hands and the blankets and the belts and the things. You know, there's different halachas. But by tefillah, you have a different issue. When you want to dive into Hashem, not kriya shema, there's another issue. Anybody know what that issue is? Besides for, you know, the libo can't be royal, say Arab, etc., but there's another issue. You're oimed lefnei. So when you're oimed lefnei melech, when you're sick, guys, chas v'shalom, no one should be sick, and you have to go daven or whatever in your room, it's not okay to be in your shorts and your tank top, and it's not, there's oimed lefnei melech. You have to be oimed lefnei melech. So if it was just shema, so if mitzvah the bilta Torah, why is he getting dressed and coming up? Just he's in the sand. It says he's in the sand. So just say shema. So I wanna say maybe another pshat. I had it out a little bit with the mashkiach, if I can say this pshat. He said, "Efshar." No. So we discussed it, and he's still not sure if it's okay to say this, but we'll try. And I asked the mashkiach to get back to me, so you can hack up the mashkiach for me. The machloek is Rambam and Ramban. What the chiyuv of tefillah darais is. If there's a chiyuv tefillah, what the chiyuv of tefillah darais is. I'll just tell you, the Ramban will cut to the chase. The Ramban says that the chiyuv tefillah min haTorah is be'eis tzara. When there's a great tzar, a difficulty, a tight spot in life, then min haTorah you're mechuyuv to daven. So I want to answer maybe like this. What did Reb Shimon bar Yochai not daven? What the Gemara calls chai shoh, which is the day-to-day things. You're Mazinus, and where you're going to live, and what's going to happen today. You know, is everything going to go smooth? Will I have a refuah? On that, I'm harnessed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I sit and learn Torah. I'm connected. I'm worried about my Olam Haba. I'm Kirvat Hashem. Nothing can go wrong. I'm harnessed into this roller coaster with the Bari Olam, you know, running the show. I'm okay. The Bari Olam knows exactly how to tighten it and lock me in. I don't have to think about it. I'm going to sit and learn. So therefore, it makes no sense for me to daven. But Be'ez Tzara, why is Reb Shimon bar Yochai buried in sand for 12 years? Why? Anybody know? Because he had to run away from the government. They want to kill him. So he was Be'ez Tzara. And every single day that he didn't get this, you know, Bas Kol or Elio Anovi coming and saying, okay guys, let's go out of here, he was Viter in the Be'ez Tzara. So he had a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to daven. So therefore he got up and he davened. Then he went back and he learned. There's a Maisa with the Brisker Rav. This is how they say over. If I said it over wrong, I apologize. This is how I heard it. The Brisker Rav, when he was running from the Germans in Mount Shemam, so there was bombs flying and flying, and they finally found a place of shelter that they could be. And he davened. He said Tehillim, and then he went to sleep. And bombs are exploding all over. This is how I heard the mice. They asked the Brisker Rav, like, how are you falling asleep now? There's bombs and the explosions, and where they can come and catch us. He said, I davened. We did our ashtadlus. Now go to sleep. We need our kaychas. That's it. When there's an Eis Tzor, you have a Chiyuv to daven. I davened, and that's it. So Shem Shabbayichai, same thing. What? Eis Tzor, you have to be 24 hours, 7 days a week till you get freed? No, there's a Chiyuv. So the Kasha I asked the Mashkiach was, so good, so you let him only do it once. That's it. Why every day do you have to do it? So that it could be that every day, if you see you weren't saved, you're biting the Eis Tzor, you're Mechuyuv to do it again. That I have no Raya. I asked the Mashkiach if he could try and find out for me. I don't know. But Shem Shabbayichai, that he had to daven. I want to share with you the rest of the Gemara. That's pshat in the Gemara. I want to share with you the rest of the Gemara. Where did he bury himself? Where did he daven? Where did he learn? Everybody knows why? Where? In the sand. It says v'chol. Gemara says he buried himself in the chol. Do you know why he buried himself in the chol? Why didn't he just sit there in his clothing and learn? He had clothing. He put it on to daven every day. Why didn't he just sit and learn? I guess he figured he's going to be there for the long run and the clothing is going to get ruined and then he's in big trouble. So he took off his clothing, got buried in the sand. When it's time to daven, he got up, like we just explained, if that's the pshat, and he davened and then he went back in the sand. That's mavur l'chayr and pshat nesu. I want to share with you a Ben Yishchai, the Ben Yoyad on the Gemara and the Megimel on the Beis. He says, I'm going to tell you, B'derech Remez, what the Gemara is really talking about and why he did what he did. Why he took off his clothing, and why he buried himself in the sand, and why he sat and learned. He says, Chol begematria ches vav lamed. Anybody know what that is? Huh? Ches and vav is? 14 plus lamed is? 44. What's that begematria? Mem dalid. Mem dalid is dam. What was Shem Shabbayichai trying to do? Why he was only in sand, no clothing, only in sand, only in chol, only in dam. He said he was trying to be mesakein the chet of Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin, we know the pasuk says he brought misa, he brought dam to the world. How did he do that? How did he bring? Because he didn't follow the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Arishin didn't follow the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yishchai says that Aleph, the Ois Aleph is called, it's Aluf, and Aleph Beis, we know, Aluf, the Gemara says, that refers to Torah. Aleph and Aluf refers to Torah. When you don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is from Lashon Hayra. If you don't listen to Hashem, you're not listening to the words, the Hayra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not listening to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take the Aleph out of Adam, out of Adam, you take the Aleph out of Adam, and what are you left with? Dam. So through just Torah, for all those years, what do you want to do? We want to put the Aleph back into the Dam, and be mesakein the chet of Adam Arishin. That's what the Ben Yishchai says. And Mameila, what happened after 12 years? Okay, okay, rabbis, you can go on out, go out. Anyone they saw working, what happened? They zapped them. They just burnt everybody alive. Why? Because what happened by the chet of Adam Arishin? The curse came to the land, and now you're going to have to work the land to get food. It used to be you woke up in the morning, hey, that's a nice, you know, Angels challah, or you know, Nechama Bakery challah. It was great. Just, you know, you didn't have to work for your food. It was all right there. Since I'm here 12 years being masak in the head of Adam Arishin, and is somebody still working? Says Ben Yishchai, zaps him. Says, go back in. Now, what happened over that next year? Okay, I don't know. I can't answer that. I asked many people, like, what changed? What changed? Okay. I don't know what changed. But he wanted to bring the world back through his Torah to Adam Arishon Kodem Achad. That's what he wanted to do. Torah, the way it affects a person. Now, Reb Shem Bayichai, on his level, again, he didn't daven, he was so harnessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, he's in this Torah zone. And the level of Torah, his level of Torah for 12 years, he thought he could go back in time, mamish, and be mesakin the chet of Adam Arishon. Which the Mashkiach said many years ago, he said it was so, it made such an effect on me. We say bye bye, Yochai. Over there it says, Nasa Adam, Nemor Babarin. It says, Nasa Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Nasa Adam. When he said Nasa Adam, he had Reb Shem Bayochai in mind. It works very well with that that line. That Reb Shem Bayochai literally was almost there. Why it didn't work in the whole world, I don't know. But the Torah of Reb Shem Bayochai, the way it affected him, and the way it could have affected the entire world, and that's how it could affect us. Now, we're not on his level that we don't daven. But the way that Torah can affect a person, the opportunity that we have in yeshiva, you know the difference between a person who has Torah inside him, a person who's never zoicha to learn Torah, the difference he is? it could even have affected the whole world, that you would wake up in the morning and there would be bread just sitting there? That's what could have happened? From one person, or maybe two people's Torah? But for sure the way it affects a person. I want to share with you one more vort that's very similar. The Svas Emes says the following. Svas Emes, you know, we call it the... we're in Sri Yisra'imer, and it's the time where you brought the Korban Omer, Mimachas HaShabbos. And we know, Ki Yadua, we're working to get till Shavuos. The Korban Omer is from what? From Soyrin, from barley. Says the Svas Emes, you know, normally the Karbanos, you know, it's like barley is not a very nice type of a grain. And he says, not only that, but the Soita, when she brings a Korban, what does she bring? Barley. And the Gemara says, why barley? Because she did, thank you, Tabush, she did a Maisa Behema. So you know what? You bring a Korban that a Behema would eat. Barley is Behema food. I'm not exactly sure why chant. you know what I mean? Not maven yoven. But anyway, barley is Behema food. The Sesis Vasemis, I mean, the Saita brings it. I mean, and here we are, you know, we're realizing that, you know, our panasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch when there's an Isser Chadosh, you know, on the grains until we bring it. And like, what are we bringing? Like, Behema food. Like, come on, bring something nice. Bring a nice carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring wheat. And when do we bring the Mincha Chadosha? When do we bring the wheat? We bring it on Shavu. It says the Svas Emes. You know why? Because you might be a Behema. Like Klal Yisrael was on the 49th level of Tuma when they came out of Mitzrayim. Mimachras HaShabbos. You might be like a Behema. But if you use Sirius HaOmer well, if you use those Kinyoni HaTorah well, the Memches Kinyonim, and you use those 49 days well, you know what happens? Now you can bring a korban that's wheat, which is Michael of an Adam. An Adam is someone who eats wheat. Behemoths eat barley. Even if you were a behemoth, but if you use the time well, you can become an Adam. And when you're Adam, that's Shavuos. Shavuos is Matan Torah. What makes Adam Adam? A behemoth is Pashit. If you look at the difference between a behemoth and a person, you're looking at something dead as opposed to something alive. What's the difference between being dead like a behemoth, Pashit, and being an Adam? The Torah. If you work at this time and you build yourself into something and you learn Torah and you work on the Kinyana to make Torah part of you, then you zeichet to Kabbalah the Torah of Shavuos and you become Adam, you become Michael Adam. It says that he ate charev, what do you call it in English? Carob. Yeah, charev and mayim. That's what he had. The Ben Yishchai over there says charev is ches. And Mayim is Mem. That he had as a Shlemus in the Memches Kinyoni at Torah when he was sitting and learning Torah. If a person uses his time well in Yeshiva, Ubefrat this man, and you work on yourself, and you work on Torah being everything, you are fully harnessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm living a life like a true Jew, like I should. It's true, we're not on his level, so we have to learn, we have to daven also, we have to be Isaac and Chayisho. But if you get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way of Torah, there's nothing besides being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way of Torah is everything. And you make yourself into Adam. You make yourself shaykh to something great, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How that's going to affect you. We should all be zeicha to each person reach their shleimus and menches kinyanim, reach our shleimus, whatever chisroinus we have, whatever maisa behemas we have, whatever midas rois we have. We should all work to be makabel Torah keroi. As it says.